And what is it you got?
Well, the written way is Hjoggaland. But the way the folk spoke about it was that they called it Hjelland. And there are two other Hjellands close by, Beth and Bonnell, one Esterhjelland and one Westerhjelland. But for the sake of postal address, we thought that was, that was kind of difficult. So when we came, we sort of modified it and made it Hjelland. And we thought that that was maybe more accurate for what it would mean. Because I looked at that, and it turned out that there were a lot of places called Hoggaland. And the Hogga actually referred to the scattle of the common grazing. But the places that had the yich sound in it more or less referred to a hjog, or a hill.
And what does that mean, Christian?
Hjog means a hill.
Right.
A hill. So it's like the house on the side of the hill. That's what we think of it.
Do you think Fulang folk have been there?
Not really, no, I really don't know. No.
Were they housed there when you came?
No, not a, well, not a habitable one. The original house was down at the Banks Road, really. And I don't know what it did, when it did it, fair. But the family story about it is that the folk didn't even bide in it. At that time, that would have been in the 1920s or something like that. And Harry's father had the craft. And he lived in Burrell the next time, because they were near Brigg. But they would come across, they would row across from Burrell to Trondra in order to cultivate the land.
Yeah.
You see? And they keep it, the horses in Trondra for ploughing and that. And a crew of them would come over and work together. And because they were a crew of them working, then some of the women folk would make met to them and they would put on the fire in the house. And of course, they were great little wooden lintel. Right? And what happened that particular day was that they were making their way home after the day's work in the field. Right? And as they get over the hill, they turned back and they saw the smoke rising.
Oh, yeah.
And a spunk out of the fire was set the fireplace alight. And they rushed back. They couldn't save the horse, but they did save the horses. It was in the barn next door. It was in the stables. It was kind of attached to the horse in the old fashioned way. You kind of put the horse down the stable, and then the barn was beyond. But they saved them. They saved the horses, but the house was burnt down. And after that, then the house where we buy it, you kind of put, Harry's stepfather and his father, they bought a house there with no intention of abiding in it on any permanent basis, but they bought it in order to bide there when they were over with a lemon or anything like that. So that's the story of our place.
And on it is the most wonderful garden. And gardening and shetland is no easy task, and you've made this, created this wonderful oasis.
Well, it's an act of faith, I think. And I mean, first of all, I mean, we started small and just made a pretty bed. And the main thing was really to put up shelter, plenty of shelter, so we had fences and shrubs and things at the big at first. And then, of course, I got ambitious and wanted a knitter bit, and that kind of grew and grew, you kind of organically, a bit here and a bit here and so on. It came. Uncle Harry said, that's enough, no further.
But I bet you still buy plants.
Oh, certainly, yes, yes. Every opportunity.
And it's quite unusual because the rhododendrons that blooms there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really exotic for Shetland.
And you've been cutting doom trees.
We have. We planted them far too close, you see, because you never ever thought for a moment that they would grow to the size that they did.
But going around Shetland though, can you not see that? The number of pirihoras mm-hmm. with the great muckle trees inside mm-hmm. them, and it is mm-hmm. because folk mm-hmm. never let them to grow.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And no folk are here to cut down trees. Mm-hmm. So I hope they can to keep them and cure them and make bonny things with them.
Yes, I think we want to mark them into a garden feature.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I'm not telling you about it. It's a secret until I see if it works.
Have you both got gardens too?
Sad to say, I don't have a garden.
Yeah.
My mother was a keen gardener, but my excuse is that where I live, the garden is very wet. The soil is too wet. But it's likely just my ignorance as much as anything.
Mm-hmm.
So every summer I just rush out and buy ready-made flowers and stick them into containers, and that's my gardening down for the year, more or less. I really am just a non-gardener.
There's that many plants that grow in wet areas, you just need to look for them.
Yeah, again, it's likely me.
Blogger.
Well, blogger, yes, but then...
Shaggies.
You wouldn't want a garden for a blogger.
Well, I have a lot in my ponds.
Well, that's right.
Mm-hmm. What's blogger?
It's marsh marigold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are the wildflowers have Shetland names?
Mm-hmm.
The Seggies is the...
Iris.
Mm-hmm. And we have primroses that grows in our garden. Mm-hmm. Primroses and rhubarb. And that's it.
We're just a disgrace.
A bra locker. Weeds. Okay. No, a daisy.
I do hear a tree or two. Mm-hmm. But sorry, no flowers.
Mm-hmm. So, what kind of trees do you have, Christian?
Oh, well, the ones we've been cutting down are Sitka spruce, and they're not very satisfied. Mm-hmm. They're subject to the wind damage, and they're also subject to aphid damage. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of other kinds. We have. Elm, we actually have elm, and we have numerous kinds of willows, and a lot of sycamores because they grow everywhere.
Is there any alder? Because alder is one that usually grows
away
in Shetland.
Yes, we have alder. That's a wheat one, you can grow down.
That's maybe what I hay and then again the nest.
There's some birch, and there's lodgepole pine. What else do I have? Oh, and I have a cottonwood, black cottonwood, larches, plenty of larches.
Something you used to see an awful lot in gardens in Shetland was southernwood. Does folk still grow that? I mind
the stuff with the molly smell.
Mm-hmm. I mind when we were bairns, you must have done it too. Mm-hmm. You used to pull after the thing, and you used to mark what you said was perfume. You used to put this in a bottle with water, and that was a game.
Yes,
perfume.
And wasn't it interesting in the garden and Jura yesterday, coming in just after the rain, the real scent, can't be the wildflowers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That wildflower garden was lovely.
It was just gorgeous.
Just loved it.
You took a lot of photos.
I did. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a wildflower garden when I go home.
They can do that outside the deck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Well, I reckon the place where we bide in Lerwick, I reckon that the field used to be covered and smothered in primroses. But no, of course, that's...
It
would be very fertile, Leander. Mm-hmm. It was actually the Lerwick done at the sleds. It they used for the pig farm.
Yes, it was the pig farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
when was that?
My grandfather's youth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's written about in Lerwick in the last half century,
mm-hmm.
which was written by Mortimer Manson's father when he was the editor mm-hmm. of the Shetland mm-hmm. News. Mm-hmm. He wrote it as a weekly column to cheer up folk during the First World War.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a good
And
book.
He just wrote, it appeared weekly, mm-hmm. and he just wrote, kind of reminiscences and stories. Mm-hmm. And there is story about a terrible gale of wind and severe mm-hmm. sea that came mm-hmm. to the slits. And all our wicks pigs were swooped out to sea.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
Pigs.
Pigs, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine that we're very sad and sorry, dear Lara, when we lost all that lovely food.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I think that will do.